What's going on, y'all?
What up,
Cracking?
Game.
Peaches and Herb.
Peaches and Cream.
What the fuck was that?
You don't know that fucking song, dude?
Hell no.
Well, you can't hear anybody know that fucking song, nigga.
I don't know that shit.
You know that shit, bro. That's Sade.
That is era. Not no goddamn Sade.
Sade era, man.
Oh,
nigga.
Don't care. She's the only person I like from that era.
Really?
Yes.
Yo ass ignorant.
That's it. That's her.
I was ignorant.
How you like our music and you don't like anything else, anybody else in that same?
Because she's the best to ever do it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Who's better than her?
Whitney.
Get your
I knew you were going to say Whitney.
Get your stupid dog.
Her and Bobby was doing lines this whole song.
The whole song.
Don't care.
A line of verse.
You cannot fuck with Sade.
What?
No, bro.
Off the cocaine, Whitney? She going brazy.
No, bro.
Whitney, she can't fuck with Sade?
No, bro.
Cocaine, Whitney? What?
Nigga, Truth Tellers.
Any fucking Whitney.
At Truth, what is it? At Truth Tellers? That's all they say on Instagram? On Instagram?
Truth Tellers. Podcast.
Did it say podcast? At Truth Tellers Podcast on Instagram. Let us know what y'all think about
Sade
who was better, Sade or Whitney.
Yeah, you right. Sade. Hit.
Gunners.
I mean,
every
album.
I ain't gonna lie, her shit was decent, but I don't know if she could be Whitney, bro.
I don't know either, bro.
I know there's a lot more of the population that know who Whitney is than they know who Sade was.
No.
What?
Are you serious?
More people know who Whitney is,
no,
bro. Like
more,
you say Sade to a white
say,
person. You
no.
say Sade to a white person, she won't know they won't know who
I guarantee you,
about.
You say Sade to a white person, they'll know who it is.
Right, we're gonna
I
test
guarantee
their theory.
You they will know who
and
it is.
At Truth Tellers Podcast on Instagram, let us know what
I'm
y'all think.
I'm telling you, bro, they would know.
What the fuck is you talking about?
They would definitely know.
Everybody know who Whitney Houston was.
Yeah,
bro.
All the niggas know Whitney Houston.
What?
Yes. Motherfuckers know her from doing that that yak.
Niggas. For real though, man.
Hey, Sade is shitting on Whitney Houston. I mean,
hey man, welcome back to the Truth Tellers Podcast. Anyway,
we've been going for too long.
This is your boy JJ.
Your boy man.
It's JJ in this bitch.
JJ.
Double JJ's in this bitch.
This is Justin. That's the name I go by, but
damn.
That's what I'm doing, changing it up, because this nigga think he can take my name. But anyway.
I'm JJ.
Yeah, I'm fuck.
I'm JJ.
Fuck you mean. Anyway, Zoe in the background.
Yo.
Motherfucking.
Nana ass in the back.
Whoop.
We in the cut sip.
We can't hear you, but
that's
can't hear you, but
sight.
Y'all better come over here.
Hey, y'all go check out Zoe's new song, Rash the Riches. It's on everything, on iTunes, Instagram, MySpace, YouTube, Pornhub.
Big drops. Big drops.
Oh, God.
Big drops, my nigga.
Man.
Okay, boom.
Support the movement.
Real though. All right.
What's been new, fellas?
What's new? Shit. I've been working all summer, bro. So we apologize for not stepping out. We all in arguments in the fucking group chat to talk about what day we trying to do it and shit. Like, woo, woo, this and that. But we back. I've been working. I've been going out. I've been experiencing new things in my, female area. New things, yo. Not the regular running the mill shit. New things.
He's just a dick on the phone.
I don't get no fuck anymore.
Oh, y'all doing?
What? Wait, hold on.
That's crazy. You don't care anymore, but
yep.
We gonna just skip the subject if y'all get any nosy.
I mean, man, something that's new, man. We just went to Memphis a couple weeks ago, man. We went to this fucking, what the fuck was that shit called?
Safari?
Yeah, some we went to the safari shit.
Ooh.
Drive-thru.
Yeah,
it's a drive-thru safari?
Yeah. You don't see it ain't all the animals. You're gonna see, like, giraffes, fucking llamas, deers, fucking buffaloes. What else did we fucking see? Some ostriches.
Them niggas creepy as hell.
You ain't gonna see
like body
no, like
ain't this,
see no crazy
but
shit.
But he ain't looking at
like,
you like this.
You ain't gonna see no wolves or no, you know, and a bear in that bitch. Like, no, nothing like that.
I don't even think a regular safari got a bear. I mean, he must be off
whatever,
the business.
Whatever, fucking tiger, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mountain lion.
You ain't gonna see none of that shit.
It ain't a regular.
They got all the little shit that ain't really gonna provoke you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we went to that shit.
Or it's not gonna get provoked.
Right. We did this little obstacle course shit.
High ropes,
this little zip line and shit.
High ropes, yeah.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was called. Marissa pussied out.
No, everything?
Yes, on the ziplining thing. It was this whole little obstacle course.
She said, I ain't doing it.
We get to the first one, bro. We got to climb this fucking tree. She climbs the ladder, crawl over the thing, and she got to walk over this line. And then she got to jump off and hang on the thing and go to the net. She like, no. She like, no, I can't do it. I'm like, come on, baby, you can't. She like, no. She like, I can't do it. The lady's like, if you turn around, you can't come back. She's like, I don't give a fuck. She's like, I can't. She's like, no, I'm coming down.
Niggas, bro.
She came down. We did that shit.
I don't walk that bitch dead first.
Fuck you, sit up.
That shit was crazy, though. She's like, nah, I did it. We didn't even finish the whole thing because we thinking that shit's like some... like amusement shit, you know what I'm saying? Like some fun shit. That's just like a fucking boot camp. We get all the way to the top of the tree. We gotta crawl through this little ass crawl space on a rope. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, nah, bro, I'm done. I'm like, once we do this zip line and get to the other side, I'm fucking done. I'm not doing this shit no more. We ain't even finished that shit.
Damn.
I'm like,
you
fuck.
Alive, bro? You got like, one more goal.
Is this fuck ass whiteout this nigga gave me?
And then after that, me and Marissa got arrested at fucking Walmart.
Yeah, tell me about that too. Yeah.
Nigga, we go to Walmart.
Now, it was Walmart too.
It's fucking Walmart. We go in there, we go buy like some fucking shorts. I bought like some tank top, you know what I'm saying? Some little shit.
Right.
So we scan the shit. The shit just stopped scanning and say, wait. So we like, okay, what the fuck? But I had put my money in after we done scanning it. I put my money in. It's like, please wait. So we just sitting there. I'm like, okay. So we grab our bag, walk to the door where the dude's at. Right. We like, yo, this thing is not fucking registering the fucking scans. He's like, oh, just come to the back. We'll just have you guys pay for it in the back. We like, all right, whatever. Like, what the fuck? We not trying to fucking steal it. You know what I'm saying? We like, okay, what the fuck? We go to the back, police come back there, get our fucking IDs and shit. They get to asking us questions. He's talking about you guys are technically under arrest. I'm like, for what? He's like, for shoplifting. I'm like, what? I said, dude, we literally have the money to pay for this shit. I see nobody trying to fucking steal this shit.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? He's like, oh, well, who do you guys know out here? I'm like,
no vacation,
I'm like, nobody? What the fuck? He's like, oh, if you guys don't know nobody, I'm going to have to take you guys to the station. I'm like,
what? Damn, the police saying that. Damn.
Yeah,
these nigga police are like, wait.
It was some white dudes. Yeah. I'm like, bro, what the fuck you mean we arrested? I'm like, okay. I'm like, can I call my homie at least? Because Gary was in the car.
Right.
I'm like, can I call my homie at least and let him come and get my fucking money and shit so y'all, we can get bailed out? He's like, no. Can't call nobody. So I'm like, bro, you
Gary didn't see the police pull up on
us. They did, but they didn't know it was for us. Right, right. Shit, you know what I'm saying? So we like, all right. Dude, look. Hey, look.
Come on, bro.
Hey.
Come on, bro.
We can't have two stories at once, bro.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I was
But, he like,
wait.
After he tell us we under arrest and shit, he like, I really don't feel like taking nobody down to the station, so I guess I'll give you guys a pass. This time I won't fucking arrest
you. The CPS would have been like, nigga.
He's like, it's just a misdemeanor, so you guys just...
Chicago would have been like...
He's like, we're just going to give you guys a warning.
Let's go, nigga. We going. Look, Chicago ain't never going. They ain't never
from the office. He's like, just come back down here and come you guys forward. Da, da, da. I'm like, dude. I'm like, are you serious, bro? He's like, yeah. I'm not fucking going to court. Fuck them.
For shoplifting?
But then he said, we can still come here.
That make no damn sense.
You know what I'm saying? If we going to get caught for shoplifting, y'all don't tell us we banned. He's like, y'all can still come. And then they let us still buy the shit that they said we stole. He let us still pay for it. I'm like, what the fuck?
That sound like a whole bunch
I'm like,
of
Memphis is stupid as fuck.
They sound like they
I'm like, what the fuck? Because at first, dude's like, I told him, I'm like, can we just pay for it? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, nobody trying to steal it. I'm like, can we just pay for it? He's like, no. He's like, you guys can't pay for it. It's considered theft. You can't pay for what you stole. Then after us sitting
that would
there,
be the actual what the fuck?
Then after us sitting in there, he's like, yeah. He's like, I guess you guys can just pay for it. I'm like, well, what the fuck? And he let us go.
Nigga sound drunk.
And he let us go.
He's gonna bust your ass.
I'm like, well, what the fuck? That shit was weird to see. I'm like, what the fuck?
They was gonna kidnap y'all then.
Oh, my.
He told me, I don't want to take nobody to the station. I'll just let you guys go. It's just a little misdemeanor. It's not a felony theft. I'm like, it's not theft. We're gonna fucking pay for the shit. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, wrote us a fucking ticket and everything, bro. All
right, bro.
I'm like, man, this shit freaky as hell.
Wrote us a ticket. And it's a court date.
Yep. October 8th.
In Memphis?
Yep. I'm not fucking going.
How the fuck are you gonna go?
I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna drive 8 hours to go to Memphis to go to court for y'all to drop this charge. And then I gotta drive back bro.
But they put a warrant out for you.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't give a fuck. I don't know nobody in Memphis. What do I gotta go to Memphis for? Nothing.
I ain't going to Memphis
again. I don't have the shit to go over to Memphis again. If I get pulled over right here, they're just going to be like, you got a warrant in Memphis. They not going to arrest me and call Memphis like, oh, we found Jasper. $36. $36, bro. Like,
no, dude, that's geographic. Like, I got warrants.
I'm like, what the fuck, bro? That shit pissed me off.
I got warrants in Illinois, but it's so far away. They can't
extradite me. If it ain't nothing even that major, that's what I'm saying. Nigga, the tickets say we stole
$36.
$36.
Right.
Y'all really wasted all this time for $36. And I'm telling you, we could pay for it. Y'all could have just fucking been like, just go pay for it, bro. And just, I'm saying, make sure y'all be careful. You know what I'm saying? You could have been like, just go pay for it. He's like, I'm training this other dude, so I can't just give y'all a pass. He's like,
dude, he literally just gave you a pass.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? After the time went on, they gave us a pass. But at first, he's like, I would have just let y'all pay for it.
How long did
you
go on for?
We was in there for what, like 30 minutes, 40 minutes we was in there? 45 minutes. Like 45 minutes? We just sitting
just
in the back.
In Walmart.
Yeah, in the back room. Just sitting there. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? When dude asked me, he's like, can I see your ID? I'm like, no. I'm like, for what? He's like, oh, because the police are coming. You guys are going to be under arrest. We got to see who you really are. I'm like, what the fuck?
Green,
I'm not finna run because I'm really not trying to steal. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't really trying to do that shit. If I was really on some stealing shit, then I'd be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? But
nigga, what?
I wasn't even trying to steal. I'm like, dude, I can literally pay for it. I can pay for this shit right now. Give me a can opener.
That shit crazy.
That shit was stupid as hell, bro. That shit pissed me
off. Damn, bro.
And all they food out there is just fucking barbecue. I'm like, dude, I'm finna go to McDonald's.
Oh my god.
I don't want no fucking barbecue. I didn't come out here to eat barbecue.
Nigga, that's the South.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. That's not all they eat is barbecue, though.
Technically,
yeah.
Seafood.
Barbecue all day. Yeah, seafood.
I'm like, yep, I'm going to McDonald's.
Ain't you like seafood?
Chick-fil-A. I hate seafood.
I ain't going down there.
You don't like seafood, man?
Oh, I fucking hate seafood.
I don't really like seafood. I fuck with like shrimp.
Nope, not seafood, fucking, buddy.
That's about it.
What, you ever had some macaroni and cheese?
Nigga, like, you ain't ever had fish sticks when you were little?
No.
Fish sticks, nigga?
No.
Catfish?
No. I've had catfish. Like two times when my uncle used to make that shit. I was a kid. My mom used to lie to me and tell me it was chicken because I wouldn't eat seafood, bro. Like even as a kid, I was like, no. My mom and them love fish. I'd be like, no. Y'all can't pay. My mom used to be like, I'll give you $10. No, I don't want no $10. I'm 7 years old. Anybody else would be like, hell yeah. I'm like, no, bro. I don't
just
want that.
Shoves that I ain't throat.
I'm like, I do not want that shit.
You was a stubborn ass kid.
Even now, you can't pay me to eat that shit.
So I
give
you one of fish fillet. You eat that bitch?
Nope.
Chicken,
I mean, if you give me a big dumbass price, then I'll eat it. But you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be like, I'll give you $10. No. I'll give you $20. No. I need $100. I'll do it. $20 ain't shit. I got $20 in my pocket.
Eat $20.
Yep. But shit, man. Other than that, Memphis was okay. Passion damn near fucking died on us. She told first fucking night. Passion damn near died, bro.
Drunk shit?
She hit the fucking curb, nigga. We was riding them scooters. We're going like 15 miles an hour. She hit this fucking curb, nigga. Flew off, smacked her face on the concrete, nigga.
Damn!
Passed out. I'm like,
damn!
Nigga, I'm like, what
damn,
the
my bad.
Fuck?
Sis, what's up? Bro, I would have died, nigga.
He don't laugh,
bro. Bro, I would have not.
Nah,
this
you
is like my automatic.
You wouldn't have laughed.
You
like,
damn,
nigga,
bro.
I seen that she fell right in front of me. Like,
that
literally
shit crazy.
Right in front of me. I just froze at first. I was like, what the fuck?
That shit was fucked up.
The first night.
Boy.
Hey, that bitch is fast.
15 miles an hour? That shit don't sound fast. You riding a scooter.
Mm-hmm. You're a scooter, bro. You hit a bump.
You hit any little ass bump, your ass is flying off that bitch.
That shit wild as hell.
That shit crazy, bro.
I'm sorry that happened to you, sis, but damn.
She was tucking real hit the ground, boom boom.
Now she was already drinking too.
Oh,
right,
so
we,
was over
you
with.
Know what I'm saying? We was all drinking. It was right. On some like, I'm like, man, I'm finna go outside. I'm like, I'm not finna sit in this hotel room. I'm like, I'm finna go outside and just walk around and see if I can find one of them scooters. I got a fucking phone. Y'all can call me. I'll call somebody if I get lost. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, I'm finna go outside. She like, fuck it, I'm finna come with you. I'm like, cool. We just went outside, started just walking around. I'm like, we just finna find one of these scooters. And we got in a car, started just driving around looking for them. We found one and we just started riding them bitches.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, I remember going to Arizona. Like, that's all we did. Like, we had in my BM or whatever. We went down to Arizona. I went to school down there, so that, you know, I knew a few people and stuff like that. But like, you know, everybody got their own fucking schedule and shit. Short arm nigga, T Rex having arm nigga, trying to reach across the table to grab some shit. Anyway,
We just like, man, what you gonna sit in the room for? What you gonna sit? What the fuck? Like, you drinking? You having fun and shit, bro? We just like started walking, found some bicycles. We started riding bikes all over the place and shit. Oh shit, there go a bar. Park the bike, go in the bar, couple drinks, woo, come back out. Where the bikes at? They gone.
Yep.
Wait.
Somebody else had felt the bitches.
I'm like, damn.
That's why I told them, I'm like, hey, we're not getting off these scooters. I'm like, if we get off, motherfuckers fucking grab these bitches. We gonna be stupid as hell. Two of us got a scooter and the other two don't. That's how it started though. We found one at first. I'm like, Pastor, like, let me go first. I'm like, dude.
Boom!
She found it first. Then Gary went and found one. Then we did him first.
Damn, get that joke.
I ain't gonna let this shit down. I ain't never gonna bring that shit up
in front
of
me.
He
gonna
run around
fast.
That shit was crazy. That shit was nuts.
Damn, you run over that one, though. Oh, shit.
Damn,
man, what you been doing all summer, bro?
I've been teased since Monday. We been drinking and smoking since Monday.
Where the fuck you at?
Chicago, downtown.
Stay out there in Chicago. What part? Like, downtown?
No, we downtown with my homie Gerard had Airbnb for his B-Day. That bitch.
That's a lot of damn Virgos, my nigga. They all over the fucking place.
No, he a Leo, bro.
Versus a Virgo. I'll be there in 2 weeks.
Dude, what you finna do? You gotta do something.
Our anniversary is next week, and then her birthday is 2 weeks after.
This nigga got Christmas.
Dude.
He got birthday, Christmas.
Bro,
like, this is how you got a kid, nigga. Hey, what y'all think, man? Like, having a girlfriend, is that like having a kid in some kind of aspect sometimes?
I wouldn't know, because I don't have a kid.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah,
I don't know how it feels to have a kid.
I guess, what would it be like to have a kid? You know what I'm saying? You know the general responsibilities.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Having a girlfriend, is that like having a kid?
Yes.
And then
a grown-ass kid.
Right, a grown-ass kid.
That's your lover, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, okay. So, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
I mean, but dealing with a kid, and, with kid characteristics, dealing with that, that somebody is not your girlfriend, it's not your child, it's not your family member. How do you feel like you should deal with that shit?
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
They ain't got to do with you.
Yep, you shouldn't.
It's a friend, though.
So what?
So, that's friend.
You got to leave that nigga alone.
You can only do so much.
Leave that alone, huh?
You can only do so much.
You can only do so much. I get it. I agree.
Like K. Camp said, cut that bitch off.
You can only do so much.
Well.
With that being said, cut the bad fruit off the tree. Make the sacrifice.
Hell yeah. The bad energy is not good, and we should always try to avoid
good vibes only.
You know what I mean?
That bad energy.
Hey, look, I truly, like, you know, like, you just talk to friends that's, like, around you, like, you know, older friends that you've had that you haven't seen in a long time, and they, like, doing good and shit. It's like, bro, like, you put good energy out into the world, you're going to get this shit right back.
Oh, yeah.
All that, you know what I'm saying? It might take a little time. It might not come in, like, the, you know,
when you wanted to, shit.
The, you know, when you wanted to or when you needed to, and shit, right. But that shit gonna come back to you if you just put it out there. And even when you get in these bad situations, you deal with them in a more of a positive direction instead of just reacting to shit. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, things gonna work out for you. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, you put good energy out, you gonna get it back. You put good vibes out to somebody, you gonna get that shit back.
I don't know. I feel like that saying is like true, but it's. Like, I don't know.
But that's the premise of what we're saying. Like, right. It don't come back to you, like, when you need it, when you want it, or something.
I'm
like
saying,
that.
Buddy, you never know. What if it doesn't happen at all?
I mean, some people got fucked up lives. Some people cursed. Like, some people cursed. You believe in, like, hey, you believe in the supernatural shit? Like,
of course.
What? Oh, yeah, your ass believe in aliens.
Yeah,
and
I believe
he done seen an alien and shit. This nigga fool.
That nigga fool, yeah.
Y'all want to hear the story? Well, listen to all the episodes, because he got a story.
Yeah, I got episode like 10.
I believe in everything, bro.
But God.
I mean,
but God.
That's irrational. That sounds like, that's how? Ludicrous as fuck, bro.
How?
How you believe in everything but God?
There's sightings of everything else. It don't matter.
Sightings
or nothing.
It's a sightings of, nigga.
Show me God.
Show me
somebody,
nigga,
that's seen God. That can be, that's God.
Alright, listen.
There's sightings all over the world of people seeing fucking Bigfoot, fucking werewolves.
I know it's
whatever,
real.
Vampires and shit.
Whatever.
Vampires.
All over the world.
There's sightings of vampires.
I mean, people might say
is there sightings of vampires?
I don't fucking know.
Who's getting
that's
dinosaur?
What I'm talking about, nigga.
For sure.
What about
show
dinosaurs?
Me a vampire
saying,
and show me God. What the fuck
I'm
is you talking
anything,
about?
I'm saying anything. Like, people see, they say, people say they've seen Bigfoot. People say they've seen Slender Man. People say they didn't seen.
But why you believe in it? Because people say
it's
bro.
It's not that I believe in that. It's
but
not,
you just said you believe in everything but God. Is that not what I'm saying?
I'm not saying I believe it because other people are saying they've seen it. I'm saying because shit like that don't just, that's not something you just imagine on your own.
How is religion something you just imagine on your own, bro? Nigga, people,
they say God is a fucking man. That's somebody else.
They don't say God is a man. Why they don't say God is a man. Jesus is a fucking man.
Yeah, but they say God is his father. That is a man.
Oh, my God.
That's a man. When you see your mama, do you think of my father? No.
Yeah, nigga, in some sense, you got to think what the fuck father means,
I can say higher power, whatever.
That's what I'm saying. That's the same thing. It's the same concept. What you trying to say? You know what I'm saying? People saw Jesus. Nigga, people saw Jesus die on the fucking cross. But you ain't got faith. People said that they saw, there's sightings of thousands of people in biblical texts that say they seen this nigga rise up so many days later. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here, bro. How you gonna say that you
they seen a book, they didn't see Bigfoot?
How does a fucking werewolf make sense?
I never said werewolf. I never said I believe in a fucking
werewolf. So how the fuck can you believe in everything else but God? You just made that statement on the podcast.
How not, though?
I just explained it.
So you're telling me you believe that a man just like me? Listen to me. That's like this. I died right now, right? Mm. I come back to life, bro. I come back to life, bro. 7 days later, bro. Suck my dick, bro. Suck my dick.
So you seen a werewolf,
suck
nigga?
My dick.
You seen a human.
I never
morph into a fucking vampire.
Where's the coma for 7 days, though?
No, bro.
They know the coma was back in the day.
Yeah, they didn't, but he was fucking dead. They fucking buried him, nigga.
Burned this nigga on the fucking cross.
They buried him.
Cut this nigga down.
And buried him in the ground. He can't... Come on, bro. Tell me how much sense does that make?
How much sense do it make that you've seen a human being turn into a motherfucking werewolf?
I never
seen turn into a fucking dog. That's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm saying, it's like don't make no sense. So I'm saying, like, your statement was, I believe in everything but God. How?
I don't know.
Mutations,
bro. Shit happens. You can mix shit together. You can mix DNAs together and come up with some crazy shit, bro.
Vampires? You believe in vampires?
No, I don't personally believe in vampires. I believe they were around before.
I mean, yeah.
Is what I'm saying. I believe shit like that have existed. That's not something that just comes around and you just make that. You don't make no shit like that. You don't make that up, bro.
You can make up a lot of shit, bro.
Nah, bro. You can't make up no shit. I mean, you can see some shit and be like, what the fuck was that? You can exaggerate. I'll feel you on that, but nah, man. I'll say Bigfoot. I'll use Bigfoot.
They seen a burly white man in the forest with big feet?
Right.
Okay. Probably.
A white dude, right?
That nigga probably got shot.
They just seen white ones, brown ones, black, white. Come on, bro.
They seen brown, bro.
Like, come on, bro.
These niggas just...
I ain't got to laugh, bro.
What? Oh, fuck.
They didn't see all types of shit like that, bro.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever seen God, ever. Even in the biblical texts, nobody has ever seen him.
But it's called faith, bro.
No, bro, right.
So you don't have faith? Faith. You don't have faith?
No.
And nothing?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You don't have faith, you're going to wake up in the morning?
No, I don't give a fuck. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't.
But you wake up dead.
What? How you wake up dead,
How you wake up dead, bro? Damn, bro, did you say that, bro?
I have no faith in
how
nothing.
How the fuck you just say that?
No.
How you wake up dead? That's the name of the title. That's the title of the damn podcast.
And y'all got you as a question to answer to.
That's just me.
This is dumb. We got a podcast and you don't got no fucking... Faith. You don't give a fuck about shit.
I never said I didn't give a fuck about nothing. You said faith.
I'm just saying, though. He don't give a fuck about nothing. He don't say that usually. I don't give a fuck about nothing. Right?
You know, in high school?
Right.
He didn't care about shit.
He don't give a fuck about nothing.
He didn't care about shit.
Why he was at school?
I grew up.
He don't know.
And then now you don't give a fuck about anything.
I don't give a fuck about a lot of stuff.
Never give a fuck about shit.
You don't give a fuck about waking up tomorrow?
No.
I hope I make it to work tomorrow. Shit.
It's not up to me.
Who's it up to then?
Nobody. My time is up. My time's up.
Who makes that decision?
I don't fucking know.
Satan.
Who? Do you believe in Satan? The devil?
No.
You don't believe in the devil?
No.
You believe in Topanga?
No. I'm God.
You God. Did you just say that?
I am.
Kanye West on the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Yeezy. We got Yeezy on.
I'm my own God, bro.
Shit, dude.
Everything in my life happens because of me. I determine what happens in my life and what goes on in my life. I'm in control of my life. It's my life.
Sure, but there's a lot of things that you can't control that affect your life.
But it's ways that you can count, you can deal with that and learn how to cope with that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
So I'm my own God. I make my own choices. Whatever happens to me, I can either deal with it or I can fucking shut the fuck down and just let the world fucking kill me. You know what I'm saying?
Absorb
you know what I'm saying? Or I can fucking suck it up and deal with it and think of something else to do.
I'm
telling you, bro.
I don't know.
Yeah, that motto,
I'm my own God, dude.
I'm my own God.
I'm my own God.
Hey, I next.
Everybody serves a purpose on earth, bro, until when your purpose is here, then you fucking die. I don't know what my purpose is. That's why we're still here.
You found your purpose here?
Nope.
You still looking?
I'm not looking for anything. When I die, I die.
This is a spiritual conversation, and you're telling me you don't believe in God.
I don't.
An idea of a higher, a mythic, a being. No. I don't know the word.
No.
I can't say it.
I ain't gonna
believe that. Nothing higher than what a human being is.
I mean, I'll say higher, but God is more of an entity instead of a being.
But I'm trying to say, yeah, I'm saying a being. That's what I'm saying. You don't believe in a higher, a mythic being. That's the concept of God I don't believe in. Because look, I grew up in the church, bro, but then I went to school,
right,
minor in psychology. Psychology 101, we talk about religion and this higher person, you know, or whatever being or whatever this and that. There's like so many arguments with bullshit premises that are valid that says it's fucking bullshit. But at the end of the day, there are arguments that support it, but like, it is, you know, it, I mean, I guess you, in the psychological world and psychology, it don't make no fucking sense.
None at all. So why do people try to make it make sense?
Faith is like, okay, so like if you get sick, you get your ass some rubber tussin, you know what I'm saying? Right. You drink some rubber tussin, make your ass feel better, you know what I'm saying? Something that you use to you know, cope with something that's biologically happening to you. Emotionally, spiritually, within a human being, how majority of the population look at it is they use it as their medicine for when they're sick or when they don't, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. So I don't understand.
This is what I say. It's like this. Like you said, scientifically, it's fucking bullshit, right?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I agree with that.
We all believe in science any other fucking day of the year, right?
Exactly.
Until we talk about shit like that. Then science is in question.
Science,
no folks believe science all day. You believe the weather.
The churches said that science is fucking what they say used back in the day. They said this is the devil. What you doing, science?
But you know why it was the devil? Because it showed you what was really here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why it was the devil.
I mean, in the proof, like there's a lot of things that I'm not saying when I say you believe in God. I'm not supporting the idea or the theory that you fucking, you know, follow everything the Bible say, because I think the Bible is fucking bullshit too.
It is.
Because somebody had to write that
shit. Exactly my point.
You
know, and somebody told them what to write. And somebody told them what to write.
But they like you saying, like, there's sightings of like this and that. People like write about that, right?
Right.
So the Bible is just like people's account. So every book is like somebody's name. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's just somebody's, their account of like you know, experience with God or Jesus or whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? It's all bullshit, bro.
Shit don't make, it literally makes no sense.
I agree with you.
That's like this. This is what I try to get people to understand when they say shit like that. I tell people, if I tell you medicine is good for you, right? I'm telling you it's good for you, but you can tell me if I don't take no medicine, I'll be fine too. I'm proven fact telling you that this is going to help you.
Right.
And you're choosing to choose the other way on your own self. You're choosing to do that.
They're still out there. You know, motherfuckers get sick. They women get sick. They get
Damn.
They get pregnant. Yeah, that's a good shot.
They gonna shatter the glass.
These religions out there, you know, their women get sick or whatnot. I'm just like, watch this, and you know, eventually at some point, because they're so sick, they take them to the hospital.
Yeah.
And then they like, no, we're gonna do this, or we're gonna use this method on you, and it's like, you know, it's a, what's it called, like a untested know, thing, but it's like proven to work in like three situations. They're like, oh, you know, they look at the doctor like, man, we can't do that. You know what I'm saying? We had like God take care of this.
Right.
We just brought her here to make sure she was breathing again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's ridiculous. I don't believe in it to that.
That shit funny as hell.
That factual or that
this man said we had to make God determine whether it be dead or alive.
Look, bro, religion ain't shit, but
holding truth. I feel you.
Control, bro. That's all it is.
It's a form of control.
It is, I mean,
it was originally built as a form of control, but now it's used
it
more
was.
So. I mean, but in some situations, in some people, it's definitely used as like.
That's control. That's of you not wanting to face your responsibilities. People say shit like, "Oh, leave it to God." What the fuck is God gonna do for you right here?
Damn.
If you had the choice right now, I can pay my rent or I can go buy an 8-ball of coke.
That's a dumbass decision.
But that's your decision, right?
Of course.
You can choose to go pay the coke, and then you're gonna say, "Oh well, God let me." No, bro. God, like, no. You know what I'm saying?
You can't do that.
Like, it's like people do shit like people won't have jobs, right? People won't have jobs. People will go look for jobs forever, right? Find a job and say, "God found me this job." How? And you've been out here applying to jobs. You know what I'm saying? You've been out here putting it in work. You out here doing the shit that's going to give you that outcome. But you're giving the praise to something that you have no proof of even is here. That you can even acknowledge. You know what I'm saying? Like, none. None, bro, at all. But you want to follow that. That makes no fucking sense, bro. No, it makes no sense. That just show you people are just blinded, bro. People follow what they see other people doing, bro. They see other people being religious. That's like if you grew up in a house with fucking religion and you grow up in that same house, you have kids, that's what your kids gonna learn. If they grow up in that house, that's what their kids, that's all they're gonna ever know. So if you don't teach them no different, of course everybody's gonna think this is the way, this is this, God, 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 God. You're a fucking retard. You gotta fucking open your eyes, man. That shit literally makes no sense, bro. So you telling me, out of the history of mankind, this the only man ever that ever died and came back to life, ever.
That's what they
say. What's so special about this one fucking dude?
I feel like some people have died and come back to life in photos. Not 7 days later.
What's so special about this dude? Why he get 7 days? What's so special about him?
7 days is a week.
7 days
is
a week.
What the fuck is so special about him?
Because he was a magician. He was a magician, man.
Because that shit was stupid.
We finna move up out of this. I don't like this conversation going for days. You know what I'm saying?
This conversation going for days.
But let's see.
We're going to tell y'all to close your eyes and open your minds up to everything.
Shut up, Deacon, man. Sit the fuck down.
Deacon, man.
Nigga went in. All right, anyway, I got a question for y'all. Shout out to Show Shameless, because Tahoe TV be killing this shit. Hey, bro, Tahoe got a new podcast. I think I told you about it with this dude named Orlando.
Because
we wouldn't be here without listening to the podcast before. You know what I'm saying?
Tahoe was the first dude we ever really listened to.
And he good.
Yeah. I just got added this out of nowhere. It just said, "Maybe I'm gonna do this shit." I said, "Yeah."
Hey, make sure you tag him in the fucking details, or something like that.
I do when I put it on my Instagram. I gotta put it on Instagram.
Yeah, tag his ass, bro. Cause support out to that nigga.
Yeah, definitely shout out to
him. Hey, I like your new podcast, Hard or Soft, nigga. Did I tell you what it's about?
Nuh-uh.
It's called Hard or Soft. It's two guys. It's like technically a sex podcast. What they talk about? Yeah, they talk about. You know, they got like. You know, conversation with whoever they got on the show, just between the two of them, stories and shit like that. They talk about, you know, escapades and them smashing and shit, woo, this and that. But then they got like two basic, what do they call my segments? Mm-hmm. It's like what makes you guys hard, what makes us hard or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then like the second one, like let's talk about the soft. So what's gonna make us soft?
Yeah, that'll be a good topic.
It's good, bro. It's good. We gonna.
I definitely gotta check that out.
It's good, bro. They got a lot of episodes already. My nigga will be going crazy, I've definitely applied that to my, sex life, and it's been wonderful. You know what I'm saying? So anyway,
fall for the pop another kid.
Nah, we ain't never doing that. I'm done and I'm done. All right. I said the motherfucking question is it a deal breaker for your significant other to discuss relationship with their ex? So if you're in a relationship. Is it a deal breaker if they discuss their relationship with their ex?
Yes.
What does that mean, though?
What you mean? Like, I mean, saying like, okay, say you have some relationship problems, you know what I'm saying? You just go and vent to Gary or some shit, like, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, no, so that's like, Marissa going to go vent to her ex about me and her.
Right, right.
And
getting advice and shit like
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. No hesitation. If anybody say no, you're a fucking retard. That literally makes no sense.
I mean, but the exes... People have multiple exes, though.
No, bro.
Think about it.
Nah,
come on. Slow down. Bro. Slow down. What about it's an ex from like 10 years ago?
No. Why are y'all talking about me and you? Instead of you and whatever the fuck...
We're just talking about life, you know what I'm saying? What else you gonna talk about?
No, we don't have to talk
about it. It's not like, it's just talking about the relationship. You're not talking about like, oh yeah, I got this fucking problem. Woo woo.
Does it say venting?
You're just talking about relationship.
No.
It don't say venting. That's what I'm saying. It's just like relationship. You're just talking about relationship in general.
I don't know, man.
You
know what I'm saying?
Like, you in your relationship with somebody else. Like, you would, like, it's almost the same concept. It's like, me and you got a relationship because we friends. You know what I'm saying? So what if I, like, we have a falling out. We have, like, a situation. And I go and talk to our closest friend. That could be a violation. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the same concept. Especially if it's not the most previous ex.
But it's not the...
It's not the most previous
ex. It's not the same thing. A friend and a friend?
By the way, hey, drop. I'm definitely playing devil's advocate, so don't get me fucked up.
A friendship?
Don't get me fucked up, okay?
A friendship is definitely a whole different category than a relationship. Your significant other talking to their ex about you and them? No.
That's a dub.
That shouldn't even talking. That's what I'm saying. First off, why are y'all talking? And if you can explain
that's my friend.
I feel you. I'm gonna say, if you can explain that, like, this my ex, it ain't this. Daughter. If you can explain that, I can honor that.
I can definitely do that.
Okay,
so in the case that you can definitely do that, if they definitely know this, it's like nothing. Y'all not fucking with, like, it's nothing there.
But nah, still, that's your ex.
True.
At the end of the day,
okay,
that is still your ex,
right?
At one time, y'all had feelings for each other. Meaning, those feelings can rekindle. But y'all know how to talk
because
to each other.
Because I'm talking to them about my relationship. Yes. I'm just like, really.
But y'all just venting. It could be anything. You could be like,
but we didn't say venting. We just said we're talking about the relationship. It's a conversation.
Us talking can turn into you telling me how this motherfucker get on your nerves. Or this motherfucker don't do this, that pisses you off.
Right, and this motherfucker, like, I do this for you.
This motherfucker can be like, damn, for real? You know what I'm saying? You know how that goes.
I feel like there's some, look. Basically, I mean, it's probably all of my exes except for one, because I have an ongoing relationship with this girl, you know what I'm saying? There is no way that there are going to be any rekindled relationships. Like, ever. Ever.
If I use my ex,
you're a dub,
you
bro.
You don't know
for
that,
me,
though.
No, but for me, I do.
Your mindset.
My mindset is different than what you're thinking about. It's not like, all right, you know, we can fuck then. Because now, you know.
But
we
you never know. What if this person is just so bad now? And you just be like.
That don't mean shit to me.
You do. I'm telling you, bro. What if you see this motherfucker from a distance? You're like, damn, who is this badass bitch? And then she turn around and you like, oh my God, bro. You like, oh my God, dude!
In my life, that's not gonna happen, fam.
You
know what I'm saying? I'm always taking.
I'm the same way.
I'm taking the next step up.
I'm the same way. If you my ex, you're my ex.
You done. It's a dub. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I might talk to you. We might. You know what I'm saying? But
you can't talk to him.
If
about
you my ex, you're my ex. Ain't nothing for us to talk about my relationship. That's why. Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
That was a deal breaker for this new nigga that this bitch got with, because apparently I was an issue because she was talking to me. Bitch, nigga, I don't want her. I don't want her. Nigga, sit your little bitch ass down, bro. This nigga like, what?
Dude, calm down, bro.
What the fuck? Well, you know, I mean, I got everything going on, but you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody that I've had a good connection with, I still... You know what I'm saying? You know, have ties with them because, you know, unfortunately, I didn't have much of a family life. You know what I'm saying? So, my friends are my friends. No matter in what capacity you came into my life or went out of my life, you're still my friend. At the end of the day, I don't want to fucking, like, don't want to talk to you ever again. That's just like, kind of ill, especially if you had a relationship.
A good one.
A good one, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
On many different levels, you know what I'm saying? You don't even got to be a fucking girlfriend, just so y'all know.
Yeah,
just, like, all that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's me.
So... Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't think my significant other would like for me to talk to my ex about our relationship.
So. No, I guarantee you. But you can set boundaries. You can set boundaries. There can be boundaries set. Like, if that's not cool with your significant other, it's not cool in your relationship, then it's not cool in your relationship.
Me personally, no. It's
yeah,
not.
Probably.
Like, no.
What?
Even if I explain that, like, no, it's not that.
Not,
you know what I'm saying? So I have to suck that up and be like that's
pop,
fine.
Pop, pop.
You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, you know?
Shit.
But. I don't know, man.
Relationship, bro.
I'm feeling y'all. I heard this too. It was like, I think it was like an advice thing or some shit. And this girl was talking about how, like, there's like a group of his friends, you know what I'm saying? You know, they all got wives too, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like she is
her significant other's wife as well. Mm-hmm. She said that, like, what's the loyalty boundaries, or, like, are you supposed to be more loyal to your boys, or are you supposed to be more loyal to your wife when it comes to, like, okay, so something might happen in that relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, whole time, you know, she friends with the wives too, and friends with the boys too, and everybody all cool. Right. So, whole time, this nigga going back to everybody, the whole friend group, and trying to get advice of some fucked up shit that happened in their relationship when it's supposed to be, technically, in her eyes, private information. So are you supposed to be more loyal to your wife or more loyal to your boys? And that's particular situation. And she, and he kind of like picked them up. He like, well, my friends are going to be my friends forever and shit like that.
My wife.
Good answer, bro. Good answer. What you think, my man?
I ain't got a relationship right now, so.
And anybody having a relationship right now? I ain't got a relationship.
Your wife come before anything. Mm-hmm. And that's your wife?
Right.
She comes before anything.
I don't love being.
What if it's
much?
Your girlfriend?
Still. Your girlfriend, that's your.
So you're not supposed to share information about blah, blah, blah. No. Because, like, good.
I mean, good. Like, don't get me wrong. It might happen. You know what I'm saying? It might. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't nothing that. Your loyalty between your friends and your girl, that shouldn't even be no question. Your girl come first, and if your friends don't understand that, they ain't your friends.
Facts.
That is facts. True. What if your girlfriend a hoe?
What?
Look.
What? What?
If your girlfriend a hoe,
she would be my girlfriend.
Your friends know and they haven't told you, them it's not your friends. If you don't know and you're just clueless, then that's your fault.
This shit, well.
But if you know, and you know what I'm saying, you can accept that shit.
Wow, that shit happened before. Shit crazy.
It's happened to me names.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, such a nasty.
No, this is a dumbass. What is it? That's not JJ, bro. That's that dude ass over there. You know what I'm saying?
Dude over there.
Stop. That is not.
Stop the clip. Rewind back.
That's not me.
Oh, shit.
All right,
so.
Hey, because they didn't say dad, give my iPhone.
You ever, okay, here we go. You ever been in a relationship or a situationship?
Is it nasty?
Nigga, shut the fuck up, man. Like, come on, man. I'm trying to move on. Oh, she talking about. Yeah. Nigga got gray sweatpants on, too, over there. Shit. Toxic. Anyway, motherfucking.
I'm a witness on. Come on.
Shit. Who settles more in relationships? You know what I'm saying? Like, men or women?
Guys.
I want to hear this.
Guys settle way more.
Why?
Because we just do. We deal with shit females will not deal with from us. Females do shit that we'll tell them piss us off and they will still do it and we'll deal with it. They'll fucking leave us for that shit. We deal with we settle for so much more shit. So much more. We can deal with a bitch just because she sucked dick good. She could be a complete fucking bitch. Don't do shit, nothing.
I ain't never fucking with a bitch.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, bro. A dude will deal with that.
I think females are the more, bro. I feel like females are more like sensual in effect, you know, like just they emotional, physical, like they just deal with shit, you know.
They got more control.
I'm not saying that they
got control.
There's a whole other fucking segment to this fucking question. It's like, who cheats more, men or women?
Women.
What? Okay.
Women. What the fuck was that?
That was your piece. What?
Women.
Nope. Damn, I mean, I don't disagree with y'all.
But think about it, though.
Because y'all juggle that shit too quick.
But you gotta think about it. They get 1,000 comments a day.
Don't matter what they did. They don't even have the opportunity to react to that shit. You don't get enough time, because, like, even the time that men do cheat, nigga, we be like, damn, nigga, what time is it? Gotta go.
Check this out.
But a bitch find a nigga cute, she fucking.
Damn, so you just saying all bitches hoes.
Look.
Basically, yeah.
That's a whole.
How many girls you know that you personally have fucked that had a boyfriend?
Three.
Come on, man.
Okay, you're right.
What the fuck? Three. Come on, y'all know. What the fuck?
They didn't. But
okay.
Wait, what? What you?
Okay. Okay, okay.
Okay, all right. Yeah, fix that.
How many girls do you know?
Right,
that didn't got fucked. That didn't had a boyfriend.
Yeah,
I fucked in my marriage.
You know more females that ain't got fucked that got a boyfriend than niggas that ain't fucked bitches that got a girl. Yes.
I guess because I know more females.
I mean, even if you didn't, I know more dudes. I know both, I ain't gonna lie. I know a lot of dudes and a lot of bitches. Women cheat more, though. Women cheat for no reason. Women don't cheat because they feel lonely. You know what I'm saying? You can be with her every goddamn day of the week. She'll feel lonely and be talking to somebody else because in her mind, you don't care about her. You know what I'm saying? Women cheat more, bro. But dudes don't think about, ain't no dude ever at home like, I wonder if my girl really loves me. Ain't no dude thinking that shit. Never. Females real life be.
There's some bitch ass niggas.
I mean, okay, you're right. You're right. But I'm saying women really think like that, bro. Women really think like that. Y'all could be with each other all the time. She'd just be, I feel dissonant. I just feel like you don't care about me. You like, and you'll be like, what the fuck? You'll be lost. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? You know what I'm saying? You'll be like, what are you talking about? I'm here for you. I do. She'll still be, I don't know. I just feel that way. So because you feel that way, you went and did something else. And whole time, what you thinking is wrong. Ain't even true. You know what I'm saying?
Entanglement. Entanglement.
No, it's called being a hoe.
This nigga said entanglement. It's called being a hoe. You got the wrong definition, man. We got like 15 minutes left. We ain't got time to discuss the entanglement thing.
What do y'all think about it? Steph Curry's wife wanted to cheat. That bitch got everything.
She wanted to cheat, bro, and women honored that. That woman is married. She is seeking attention from other men. And women real life said she is not wrong.
She ain't what? Wrong. Nigga, she ain't wrong.
What? What?
Nigga, do you know?
Go tell your girlfriend. I want more women to talk to me.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying. All right, look.
That's it.
There's different sides to it.
How is it not? You gonna tell your wife that you've been married
to. She got everything, right?
Yes.
What she do?
You got everything you want.
Money-wise, whatever. Material. That's horrible. That's horrible shit. Money, material thing.
Okay, but look.
That should never matter.
This is what I'm saying.
That should never matter.
Instead of going.
She's saying.
No, look. She's saying she's seeking attention from other men. Instead of going to your partner, telling your partner what they're lacking that you can want that attention from them.
They had that conversation before that shit came out.
No.
That's fucked up.
She went out and said, I wish other men would fucking tell me I'm pretty because women hit on my husband. She said, I wish men would tell me I look good and men DM me wanting to fuck me. What?
And they don't.
What?
And they don't.
Even if they didn't. What? That's what you want? You're looking for attention from other men? Let you go tell your wife, I wish more women wanted to suck my dick. Say that to your wife.
You would never.
You would be dead. She's gonna be like, "What? You could never say no shit like that. Never." Women praise her, bro.
Devil's advocate.
Women praised her, bro. She's not wrong. She should be okay. No, bro.
She should be okay. Like she ain't have.
Steph Curry ain't going out here saying, "I wish bitches hit on me." That's just how he looks. Bitches think he's attractive. That's him.
Okay, let's break this down onto another level. If you marry and somebody's your husband, your wife, let's talk about men and female roles. Let's talk about that. Look, so how if you feel inferior to your fucking partner.
Nobody feels inferior.
She didn't feel inferior. That's no. All jealousy, nigga. The only reason she wants the attention from the niggas is because he get attention from the bitches. She don't get it.
But she's feeling inferior. How are you not getting it if he's not giving it to these other bitches? You're delusional.
Yeah, okay, that's
you're delusional. You're thinking that he's doing something else and he's not.
No, she's saying, I'm saying that the concrete evidence is that he was getting attention from bitches.
Right.
And she was not getting that same attention from niggas. Right,
but so what? Why is that you to want?
That's what
Steph Curry doesn't want that.
Okay, because she got everything. She ain't got shit else to think about. But shit like that,
nah, man.
She ain't got shit else to think
that
about.
That's not okay.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying it's okay.
Look, we'll switch the roles. Since you want to talk about inferior and shit like that, that's like when fucking Britney Spears got with what was dude's name?
Don't even talk about Britney Spears.
What was his name?
I don't even know his name. I don't even know nothing about Britney Spears.
What was that dude's name?
I don't know nothing about her.
Kevin Federline.
Who the fuck is that? Remember that dude back in the day? I know the name.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Nigga,
he wasn't no jealous shit like, oh, everybody wants to fuck Britney. Because
that nigga was fucking hella bitches. You think he wasn't?
I'm saying he still wasn't asking for that. If the rules were good like that,
he
bro.
He didn't have to do that, bro. I'm saying like a female, like, always.
So you're telling me, what I was saying was about this whole shit, she's lying, bro. You're a hoe.
You want to be fucked?
No. What's her name?
Yeah, Aisha. She might want to get fucked.
Aisha.
She might want
to
get fucked.
You're not ugly. You telling me ain't nobody talking
that's
to
what
you.
I'm talking
like, come
about.
On, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, come
I
on,
I mean,
bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, come
that's
on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how should she say some shit like that?
You're
that
not ugly.
For
like,
attention, bro. That was a money grab, nigga.
Motherfucker see you at the game. Motherfucker's like, who the fuck is that bitch? That's Steph Curry's wife. You telling me ain't nobody trying to hit on you, bro.
Top of what
come
that
on,
bitch.
Bro. You telling me nobody wants to talk to you? Okay.
That bitch lying. She wanted ball.
She wanted some attention, bro. And she got it. She fucking got it. Everybody, she's so right. Let Steph Curry would have said that shit. I wish more women
divorce.
Would
have divorce.
Motherfucker. Boy, that would have been all over the news. Steph Curry ain't shit. But y'all can do that shit? What, bro?
I agree with that.
Like, come on, man.
I agree with that. Y'all get away with a lot more shit
like,
than niggas
bro,
do, bro.
We could never say no shit like that. He would have been all type of dog-ass niggas, take half his money, divorce him, all types of shit, bro.
Take the kid.
She say that shit, everybody's like, oh, yeah, girl, you right. No, bro, you're not. That shit's wrong. You should want no attention from no other man. Why do you want other niggas fantasizing over you? Why is that even on your mind, thinking about other niggas wanting to fuck on you,
she
though?
In her defense, she think about all the bitches that's sitting there fantasizing over
so
him.
So what? And do them other bitches have him? No, he's here with your dumb ass. He hit it with you.
High five.
And you mad because other bitches want him and you have him.
Oh, my mama, bro.
You're a dumbass, bro.
Yeah.
You're a dumbass. That's why I was like, no, bro. Everybody was so mad at me when that shit happened. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Y'all can be mad. Y'all know I'm going to speak my mind. That shit lame as hell.
Yeah,
could no nigga ever say no shit like that. Never, bro. Never. A married nigga at that, boy. They would have, she gave you 3 kids, all the, boy, they would have had a field day with you, bro.
That's what they said about her,
they would have had a field
they
day.
They just flipped the roles. That's what I'm saying. It's like, what's the man and female roles in this world? Like, that shit fucked up. What's going on, man?
Man, bitch got it easy, bro.
I can't fucking talk. I can't talk to you some type of way. But if you get mad,
you can do the fuck you want to me.
Yep. Like, oh, I'm such a fucking bitch ass nigga because I'm talking to you like this.
Yep.
Like, really? Really? Because if it was you in the other fucking shoes, your ass would be dogging my ass out. The fuck? I'm going to speak my mind,
that's
bro.
That's
like,
I tell bitches. Guess what? JJ does not care.
Care
you think you're going to talk to me crazy? I'm going to talk to your ass crazy. It's simple as that. You want to put your hands on me?
Yeah, two wrongs don't make it right, though, at the end of the day.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, sometimes when
two
I'm
two wrongs ain't wrong either. Shit, I bet you won't do it again. I bet you won't do it again, shit.
You can't domestic.
You going to see I'm not no lame. You ain't finna fucking do that to me.
Words, shit. Man, he's
right, you got me fucked up, bro. You want me to respect you, but you can disrespect me whenever the fuck you want to. And I'm supposed to honor that and respect you at all times? No, bro. Fuck out of here. All
right, before we get up out of here, man, I want to talk about this Meg Thee Stallion Tory shit. I know you don't know shit about it, but, like, you know the situation, right?
Yeah. Okay, look, excuse me.
Shoot the
bitches. I want to say one quick thing.
Give me that thing.
I want to say one quick thing.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Everybody is praising this girl for snitching on Tory Lanez, but is mad at 6ix9ine for snitching, bro. That's all I gotta say.
She kept her mouth shut for a minute.
She went on Instagram and said, Tory Lanez is the nigga that shot me.
Okay,
wait
a minute. Wait, okay, I get that. But that's now, nigga. Like, this shit happened like a month and a half ago or some shit.
It happened to 6ix9ine. He waited 2 days. I don't care, bro. It's the same thing. How y'all gonna honor her for snitching but get mad at this nigga for snitching?
We knew nigga that shot Tory Lanez, the nigga that shot him.
Nobody knew that.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't, bro.
I mean, it was speculation.
Exactly.
But we knew nigga's 120 pounds soaking wet, nigga.
Matter.
That bitch is big as fuck. What the fuck is he gonna do? If they get in the argument.
No, this
I ain't got shit, nigga. I got burning right here, nigga. I'm gonna pull up. The fuck is you talking about? I'm gonna, like, if it was that serious, nigga, I don't even know why anybody got shot in the first place. But let's go on for that. Nigga, are we canceling Tory?
No.
I'm not canceling nobody. I don't have nothing to do with JJ. I don't give a fuck. Y'all see I still listen to 6ix9ine. I don't have nothing to do with JJ.
Can you please think about this shit in the public's eye?
I am.
He not.
You said I don't give a fuck about JJ.
JJ
don't give a fuck about shit.
What you said was, are we canceling Tory Lanez?
Nigga, we.
I'm not canceling anything. I don't know what everybody else is doing. Me? I'm not canceling shit.
Was he wrong for shooting this bitch in the feet?
I don't know, because nobody knows what happened.
Hell no, shoot that bitch.
You don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows what happened. She can say whatever she wants to. Nobody knows because nobody was there. So we can't speak on that. Nobody knows. Ain't no evidence that he just popped her ass. He shot her in the fucking foot, so she must have ain't really did nothing. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
He pulled. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying he didn't kill her. She ain't do nothing too drastic. She's just too goddamn big. She was probably on top of his ass. She was she probably grabbed his little ass and he was like, shit. She probably grabbed his ass.
Just think a little
bit. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. We weren't in the car.
He got like two goddamn big.
We wasn't in the car. She probably bear hugged his ass. He got scared.
He came up like, pop.
His ass got scared. He just started shooting. That's all I can think of. That bitch like 6'2", 6'3". Toy Lee's mine. Like, dude. Fuck oh, that. Shit. She probably grabbed his ass. She probably like 220.
Nigga, that's the child. Right. That bitch big as hell, bro.
That nigga probably like 160, 150.
That bitch like a Hennessy bottle. His ass like a posh stick. Like,
she probably grabbed his little ass. He just started shooting. Nobody knows, bro. That's why I said I'm not canceling that shit. I don't know what happened.
You tell me just thought shit.
Shit don't got nothing to do with me, but I'm not canceling nobody.
I mean, she
told
the whole story. I didn't even fucking listen to it. I don't
she snitched too. So shit, we want everybody to be so mad about snitching. She snitched.
Six man a bitch though.
So what? Everybody's mad at him for snitching. She snitched. Meek Mill snitched.
He over snitched.
No, Meek Mill did his own.
Why don't you just bring Big Mill in there?
I'm just saying, bro.
You just put Big Mill in there.
I'm just saying, bro. Everybody be mad about the wrong shit.
That was JJ, bro.
Yeah, that was JJ. Meek Mill, don't do that, fuck.
Everybody was just talking about it. I just had to bring it up, bro.
I thought I went about and got a million.
Motherfucker snitching. A lot of niggas snitching. But so, yeah, I'm not canceling shit.
I talk
to Tory Lanez. I like his music.
I like his music, too, but I don't know, man.
I'm not canceling shit.
I don't know, man.
We don't know why he shot that bitch, so.
That bitch is big as
hell. She probably had a gun and he freaked out.
You don't know what happened, bro. We was not there.
This nigga did it. What do you say?
He said she probably. Okay. Yeah, anyway, the only segment we got is the tip of the day. Tip of the.
Ooh, tip of the day. We haven't done that. We've been gone for a while, man.
Yeah, we have been gone for a while.
Tip of the day.
Shit. What you get?
Educate yourself, man. Learn something of everything. Like, whatever you can learn, learn.
Be diverse.
Learn, man. Learn. Educate yourself on anything you don't know, go research it. Put it at that. Learn everything.
Matter of fact, on that note, somebody fucking just told me, like, I mean, like, I do talk to people, like, in the condescending way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Most times and shit. But, like, you know when I'm, like, telling y'all to look shit up or, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was like, do you know what this means? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you give me a crazy look, blah, 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 because I say a big word and shit. Like, I mean, yes, my tone is not the best. However, I don't mean it in that way. I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when I'm telling you, go look it up. I'm looking at it myself.
Right.
The fuck is you talking about? You know what I mean? So, like, I definitely want to address that with somebody who just recently told me how I talk to people. I do apologize, but at the same time, you know, educate yourself, bro, because you need to know exactly what you fucking saying when you say it.
Educate yourself.
Because especially like in bigger situations, that shit means a lot to people. And
I'm about to go learn another language, man.
That's even better because you learn a different way to phrase things. You know what I mean? Things mean different things to different people. You know what I mean? So whatever, man, you got a tip of the day.
Tip of the day is live life like Larry. Oh, there he is. I'm SpongeBob.
This nigga.
Boy, I mean, take that risk, do what you want to do, or thought about doing, and do what James is going to do. You know, it's Dinky Man around this bitch, man.
Dinky Man.
This nigga
stupid.
Everybody put in the comments, Dinky Man. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
All right, y'all, we going
on. Hold on, man, depending on my Bible. Oh, like,
go ahead, big
dog. Shut the fuck up, man. Hold on, man. I got to get my tip, bro.
Come on, hurry up. Yeah, I'm on 1 minute.
That ain't my tip. Hey, man.
You
alright? Yeah. No. Hey, man. Live your best life. Stay woke.
Take that risk.
Shut the fuck up, Larry. Richard. Hey, man. Live your best life. Do what makes you happy. And always strive to move forward on everything you do. You know what I mean? I know we talk a whole bunch of bullshit on this podcast, but we definitely support us growing as a community, and that's all of y'all, all of my friends, not just the black community, just all of y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Just the black community.
He said just
black the black just matter. The black community.
Fuck this nigga talking about, man. I got mixed kids.
Yeah,
nigga.
You're right. I like some
white. Yo, kids are finally being black now.
All right, y'all, we going off this bitch.
Add nappy.